insights and analysis continue. Here's Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Well, it's good to have you along on the program. I know we've been all over the place on topics today. A little bit of a whiplash from things that are very dark and somber to things that are lighthearted and fun. And I appreciate everybody participating. And I was reading the story about property taxes in Utah County. And I always love the headlines. I've seen that often. And as a matter of fact, have we got a little theme music going in here? Here we go. A little theme music.
One, two, three, four.
One, two. Ah, yeah. You know what this is already, don't you?
Let me tell you how it will be.
Uh-huh. Right there. Tax man.
There's one for you, 19 for me.
Tax man. Okay, all right. Just had to set the stage. I'm sure Commissioner Lee's going, oh, thanks a lot for playing that. You know, the interesting thing, we see the headlines, and it says taxes go up 100%. Remember a couple of years ago in Canaryville that it was like 400-something percent? But what the headline doesn't tell you is that's on one part of your tax bill for the property tax. Now, 100% increase on anything is a little bit interesting to analyze, but it's not like if you paid $1,500 on your property tax, and we're all laser focused on that right now because we're paying our property taxes. It doesn't mean your $1,500 is going to go to $3,000. It means whatever portion is the county's portion is going to go up. And so I really appreciate the commissioner joining us here on the program today, and Commissioner Bill Lee, welcome to the program. I appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you, Doug, and thanks for having me on.
Okay. Nobody likes taxes, but I'd like the conversation to be fair and accurate. And as I understand it, on a home that roughly costs a third of $1 million, $334,000 in Utah County, that someone's property tax bill isn't going to just flat double. The county's portion of that is going to go up, and that would mean about $100 per household if you own that average home in Utah County. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you're correct in that, when we're talking about property tax in general, it's like a pie chart, and the pie chart on there, most of that goes towards school districts, and then we have the cities. And the county's sliver of that property tax is significantly less than the rest, and so that 100% that you're talking about is the 100% on that smaller sliver of the entire tax.
If I have my statistics correct here, that about in Utah County at least, and I own no property in Utah County, so I'm clueless, but approximately 68% of that property tax bill in some form or fashion is going to schools, 14% to the cities and towns, and 6.6% to the county itself. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep. That sounds right.
You know, the one question that I always wonder is why do we kind of wait? I mean, I know it's nice for everybody to say, hey, we've had no tax increase since 1980, whatever it is in this case. But all of a sudden, when the piper must be paid, then all of a sudden it is quite a wallop. And is there rhyme or reason behind that? Is there a reason it isn't indexed and maybe every year just goes up a little tiny, almost unnoticeable amount versus the 100% increase?
Well, that's the way the state legislature set it up. They set it up so that that you have to go through truth and taxation, and you have to go out there and present your case to it, and you don't have an inflationary measure that is set up year after year. And on a philosophical basis, I think it's an interesting one, because property taxes for me always kind of hit me a little bit off anyway. I don't like the fact that we don't truly own property, that the government can always come and ask for more money.
Right.
So they set it up, the state legislature, that's the way they set it up, that we have to go through that process. And, to go through that process to adjust if needed and necessary is something, that can be done.
You know, Commissioner, I appreciate what you just said, because I feel the same way. I feel like I have no control over my property tax. My income tax, I know I make more money. I pay more money. And
right.
with sales tax, you know, and that's going to be modified as well coming up, it looks like. But there are certain things you can do to at least have a little bit of control over it. But, boy, property tax. And, you know, I've told this story a gazillion times and for our listeners who have heard it before. But when my grandmother was widowed and elderly, every year when her property tax bill would, you know, you kind of get the warning notice and then you get the real notice. But she would just hold her breath because she had no control at all over what that tax was or increasing her income. Unless, of course, we expect her to go out and, you know, be, well, she didn't even have a driver's license, but, you know, be an Uber driver at the age of 79, 83, 80, you know, whatever it might be. It's the one area, property tax really, really, and I recognize where the money goes. I recognize perhaps the need. I've had the lectures before from our Utah state legislators that, Doug, you just don't understand the tax and business. Because
yeah.
in Utah, we have a three-legged stool. Have they ever given you this speech? Doug,
oh, yeah.
you dummy, there's one leg for your income tax. There's one leg for your property tax. There's one leg for the sales tax. And Doug, you dolt, what happens when you take one of those legs away? It just don't stand. I mean, we've all had that lecture. I've had it straight from the legislators themselves. But that's the one leg that I have no control over. And for many people in our society, other than selling my house, I suppose, and for a certain segment of our population, boy, they're on a fixed income. And when something goes up, and it goes up dramatically, it really hurts them.
Yeah. You know, I had a conversation with a neighbor of mine similar to what you were mentioning right there. She lost her husband. She's older. She's had people that live in the house. She has a bigger piece of property. And she says, you know, when you look at it in silos, you may think, okay, it's only $100 more or whatever. But as more and more of those things happen, it places them in a really awkward position. And so, you know, and just for reference, when we had that vote on that, you know, potentially going to the 100% tax rate increase, I was the negative vote. I was the one saying no. I said, wait a second, we need to go through a different analysis. We're looking at departments and how to fund them, but how's this also going to affect the people? And I don't think we necessarily go through that analysis. We always look at the departments. And so I was the one that said, no, I'm not comfortable with that. I do have a proposal out there in the way of some reductions that we can do, selling off of some assets, you know, all those kind of things to look at that and see if we can find a more reasonable, you know, maybe approach to this.
Could you stay with us for one more segment? I'd like to talk about what
sure.
the future is going to bring. And,
okay.
you know, this is supposed to be a very open process, so we'll get your thoughts on that. And plus, we'll put it in perspective because, you know, I had a friend, actually he was producer of my show for a while back in the day, and his folks owned property in, where was it, New Jersey. Oh, my goodness. The property tax in New Jersey was enough to just about ask, you know, why you would ask yourself, why would I ever own property back there?
Right.
We'll come back.
Yep.
We'll talk about that. We'll put all this in perspective. Stay with us, and I really appreciate Commissioner Bill Lee joining us from Utah County. By the way, if anybody has any questions you'd like me to ask on your behalf, you can use our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500, and I'll pass your thoughts and your question along.
More afternoon news and in-depth coverage with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Every year, I wait for that, I call it the warning that you get, and it says, do not pay this, because we're not quite sure how much we're going to soak you yet. And then a little later on, you get that final notice that goes, guess what you're going to pay on your property taxes. And now, in fairness, some of the information that we have here, Utah's average effective property rate is the 11th lowest in the nation. And since we're kind of picking on Utah County today, the national assessed home value of $250,000, $250,000 nationally, it's $2,700. In Utah, it's $1,653. In Utah County, it's $1,413. And for those who just tuned in, we broke down where, at least in Utah County, The majority of the taxes go, 68% to schools, 14% to cities and towns, and 6.6% to Utah County itself, the county government. And we have Commissioner Bill Lee, who is on the line. And, boy, we're getting some interesting texts on our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. And this person said, and, you know, this is something important to remember. My property taxes, this person said, goes up incrementally every year due to my property valuation increase. So regardless of whether there's an increase in the tax rate or not, I'm paying more each and every year. And I know everybody's costs go up, but that's an interesting point to make. It's not like our taxes aren't going up naturally, regardless of what happens. But when there's a tax increase, it just goes up even more. When you are in the commission meetings and as you anticipate some of the public hearings here, I'm sure that comes up.
Sure. Yeah, it comes up all the time because that's the reason why there's a lot of lawyers in tax law, because it's confusing. And I don't fault anybody for being confused with it, because at times when I'm reading down through it, it confuses me too. But we have to realize that because we have the different groups that are in that pie, if one of them adjusts, let's say the school district adjusts, you're going to see a significant increase almost no matter what. And if the others adjust as well, you'll see increases. And then it goes off of the valuation. So if the valuation, the one thing that the state legislature tried to do is they did this. They said, because we don't, if we're funding government on sales tax, well, sales tax can spike up and spike down. And so it becomes not, we don't know how much we're going to get. So what they did was they put in caps on there in the way of a certified rate, so it's a more stable tax, meaning that we're gonna get a certain amount of money no matter which way the economy goes or the valuation of property goes. And so your property gets valuated either down or up, and either way it goes, there's a certain amount that the government's going to collect. And so with that evaluation comes that assessment. And so that's the amount that's going to be collected, depending on what the valuation is compared to your neighbors.
Some people are chiming in from other areas. This person talked about county taxes, but obviously they're in the West Jordan area. They talk about how the water rates go up, and the Jordan district wants an increase. And, you know, what I'm hearing over and over, and this is our texter who said, I can eat or pay utilities, which also increased, or pay my taxes. For some people, you know, it boils down to that. These decisions, I mean, it slides money off the table for their groceries. It slides money off the table for the clothing that they can buy their kids. And it's tough. And I know you guys are in a real tough spot.
Yeah, it is. It is, Doug. And it's one of those ones where I used to say all the time, you know, you have taxes coming out of one pocket, you have fees coming out of another pocket, you may have something else coming out of your back pocket, but either way, it's still coming out of your pocket.
Yeah.
And, you know, how to make sense of it is the challenge all the time. And so, that texture is spot on. It always seems like somebody's trying to pull more money out one way or the other. And that's one of the reasons why I voted no on this potential tax rate increase, was because I didn't think we'd gone through enough analysis in the way of how we could reduce and how we could, you know, find other ways to do it differently.
Well, Bill, I'm glad you mentioned the F word a moment ago. And no, it's not that one. It's fee. I am so sick and tired of our taxes being shifted to fees.
Right.
I've seen it over and over. And rather than raising the tax, because, after all, we were promised the tax won't go up in, you know, I'm speaking generally, of course. But all of a sudden you end up with this mysterious fee that wasn't there before. And there's a fee for this. And, you know, and for a lot of people, they don't realize, you know, if it's a property tax, you can deduct that. Now, there are some limits on it now under the new Trump administration plan, but you can deduct a property tax. You cannot deduct a fee unless it's an income-producing, you know, property.
And some fees, I hate to put them all in general terms, but some fees look like and smell like a tax.
Yeah.
No one wants to actually take the hard stance and put it into a tax because they're scared of that. So they put it into a fee, and again, it still comes out of your pocket.
Yeah, I remember years ago, and I was kind of a sucker for this one because I thought, well, this is a pretty good idea. When we changed the way we pay the taxes on our car, it was a tax. It was a property tax. Your car is a piece of your property, and you paid a property tax on it, which you could deduct. Well, then all of a sudden, it ended up being a fee. And what was interesting, the fee actually went down a little bit compared to the old tax. But for those who deducted that tax, the fee ended up being more. And I fell for that lock, stock, and barrel. I was the guppy. I swallowed the bait. I swallowed the hook. And we're still paying for that today.
Well, and the thing about fees, too, is that they can be raised at will, where at least on a tax basis, we have to go through this truth in taxation, which is painful because you have to account to the people. But on a fee basis, again, you can just say, well, it doesn't quite match. Let's raise it.
Here's another texter who's asking the question that I kind of opened with. Why is Utah County's property tax going up so steeply all in one year? Didn't the commissioners foresee the crisis and increase the tax by smaller percentages over a number of years? You mentioned the legislature has set this up, but you really don't have to wait 30 years, do you?
No, it can be done. It can be done every year if you wanted to, in the sense of the valuation or the you can put it on every year to adjust it. What happens though is like last year it was put on in Utah County as well, and it went down because there was no real plan or there was no discussion that went to the people that justified what it was for. And so without a plan, it doesn't make any sense. This year, I'll admit, there's at least a plan that says, hey, here's what we're looking at, and here's some of the deficits that we see. And then we have to debate back and forth to say, are they legitimate? Are they something that we need? Is it just a want? Because every year in our budgeting cycle, the asks are a lot bigger than what we have monies for. And so that's pretty typical with our budgeting cycle.
One, here's something that I don't know the answer to, and maybe I can put our producers to work on this unless you have the number right at your fingertips, but which county has the highest taxes? If I had to guess, I'd guess Summit County, but I really don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure who does. I mean, ours are on a county by county basis, ours is the lowest. Mm-hmm. And ours is the lowest by far, and I'm actually pretty proud of that because, you know, when we have a low tax like that, we invite businesses to come and locate and be here, and so ours is the lowest out of the 29 counties.
Okay.
I don't know who the highest is for sure, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd guess it would be, I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking of kind of the Park City environment and Deer Valley and everything else, but I really don't know. We'll try to find that out. I'm going to sick our producers on that. Just in the final moments that we have here, we've got about 30 seconds or so. What are the options for people, and what is yet to come?
So what we have is we have a town hall that's scheduled for December the 11th at 6 o'clock. It'll be in our commission chambers, plus we'll have some overflow areas. That's our public hearing, and public hearings are generally different than most meetings. We hear from the public. We're here to listen and hear what they have to say, and then we'll adopt one way or the other or a combination of it as an increase. My hope is to get that number down significantly, and in doing that, hopefully we can get there, and then from there we'll adopt a budget. So that's kind of the plan right now going forward.
Commissioner, I appreciate you joining us and being willing to jump into the hot seat. And I get the feeling that might be an interesting town meeting.
Oh, I think it will be.
No doubt.
Definitely overflow.
Hey, thank you very, very much for joining us. That's one of the commissioners of Utah County, Commissioner Bill Lee. Coming up next, we're going to talk about e-bikes and how much exercise are you getting versus traditional bike. We're going to look into the mountain bike category on that. That's coming up next. You might be surprised at the results, and we'll try to find out which is the most expensive county in property taxes.